Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The White House and Republican governors are expressing mutual frustration over mass migration. As NPR's Winter Johnston reports, scores of migrants have been bused from Republican-held states to cities and communities that are heavily Democratic.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis chartered two planes to transport a group of migrants to Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday without warning. Many of them said they were misled about where they were going. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called the move a premeditated political stunt.
Republican governors using migrants as political pawns is shameful, is reckless, and just plain wrong.
The governor of Texas says his state sent two buses of migrants to Vice President Kamala Harris's official residence in Washington, D.C. Many of them were left standing on the sidewalk carrying their belongings in trash bags. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that's aimed at preventing political interference in the next census. NPR's Hanzilo Wong reports that the window for Senate passage of the measure before the end of the year is closing.
The House bill was prompted by years of interference with the 2020 census under former President Donald Trump's administration. Under the Ensuring a Fair and Accurate Census Act, the president would be allowed to remove the Census Bureau director only for, quote, inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance in office. And the Government Accountability Office would have to check that all census questions have been studied and tested. The White House has signaled President Biden supports the bill, but so far no one has stepped up to help champion the legislation with a companion bill in the Senate. The bill is now headed to the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Hanzilo Wong, NPR News, Washington.
Ukraine continues to regain more land from Russian control. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports from Kharkiv that Russia's air defense and artillery systems have been affected as well.
The skies around Kharkiv City are much quieter lately, as routine shelling and airstrikes have dropped off, according to the Ukrainian military. This city is the second largest in the country after Kyiv and is close to the Russian border, making it a frequent target throughout the war. But this past week's major counteroffensive by the Ukrainian army seems to have hindered Russia's ability to keep up the city's bombardment, as Russian troops are pushed further north and east away from the city. In his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Ukraine had taken back more than 3,100 square miles of land since the counteroffensive began. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.
On Wall Street, stocks pulled back again today, with the Dow Jones Industrials falling 173 points. The Nasdaq tumbled 167 points, and the S&P 500 lost 44. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. This is NPR. U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon has named a special master to review the government materials found at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Cannon appointed former Chief Federal Judge Raymond Deary, who's one of former President Trump's picks for an independent arbiter. Judge Cannon has also directed Deary to issue interim reports and recommendations, with a final report due by November 30th. The Justice Department had wanted the special master's work wrapped up by mid-October. NASA's Mars rover Perseverance has collected rock samples to contain evidence of past life on the planet. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, NASA hopes to have the samples brought to Earth for closer evaluation.
The rock samples come from what appears to be an ancient river delta that flowed into Jezero Crater, where Perseverance landed. An instrument aboard the rover has detected organic compounds in the samples, but can't tell whether these were generated by ancient bacteria or some natural process. That will require analysis only possible on Earth, so NASA and the European Space Agency are developing plans for a future mission that would collect the samples from the rover and return them to Earth by the year 2033. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves has lifted a boiled water advisory for Jackson, saying clean water has been restored to the state capital. Many residents say the city's water had been unsafe for years when the late August storm caused flooding and the failure of pumps at Jackson's main treatment plant. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.